Okay, I assume that you want me to do what I told you last week and said it's going in order, correct? Okay, so it is what it is. Here we go. Just out of order. Okay. I'll just do it. I woke this over again this morning, so I hope it's clear, and we'll see. I just, you know, it was again and again and again and again. Got over a few times. I'm not sure if I'm out of my mind, but you'll see, you'll decide, okay? Okay, here we go. Okay. So the Yisrael of the Rambam is that Ribui Malkiyos is a raya for Shemus Nifrodes. Right? With Shemus Nifrodes is Hasholos Nifrodes Alan Yonim Chalukim. Okay? There's separate Hasholos and there's different separate Yonim, right? Correct? And that's what he says. Loikish Shtei Malkiyos before, even at the beginning of the Shemus. Loikish Shtei Malkiyos al Shnei Shemos, when it's not Kefo. What's Loima Shnei Inyonim, Shebo Ashoa Bechol Echod, Bechol Inyon Mehem Benifrod. So that's pretty clear. He says it, right? Well, that's it. I didn't say anything yet. So once you have this, it's enough Gemini Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay? And the Ram writes, Ukshehu, Kesha Osam, Kulam, Babas Achas, Loike Malkis Arbe, Yodana Behech, Shem Shemus Arbe, Vimne Kol Inyan Benifrod. Because in the Shemus Arbe, the separate Inyonim and separate as Holos. Correct? And this is the Yisrael of Shemus Chi. That the minyan of Malkiyos is kaveh minyan of mitzvahs. So, a priori, you would have said it's a reversible equation. Wherever there's ribui Malkiyos, there's ribui mitzvahs. Wherever there's no ribui Malkiyos, there's no ribui mitzvahs. Correct? If A equals B and B equals A, so you know, you can go back and forth. The problem is that if you find something like gufa mukhlokim, okay, I'm going to show you how this plays itself out, okay? I'm going to start with something which is a wild case, and I'll show you the Rambam has a case itself in Sefer HaMitzvot. I just want to start with something you might not have come across, and then something in Minyan HaMitzvot, okay? And then we'll see what that is, and whether that's negated to anything. And then we'll move over to other things which become very, very interesting, okay? L'cheira, the din of guf mechulokim pashtis says that it's not separate averes. It's not avera A, B, and C. Okay, it's a separate din chiluk. Okay, for example, you can have in korbanos you have a din chiluk of tamchuyim mechalkin. Okay, that doesn't mean that a fried chalev and cook chalev are different averis. It's just a din chilev by chatos. It's also a din chilev by Malkiyos. And we'll see how it expresses itself. See, normally, if you boil three different almonds, I'm not getting involved in that, you know, you can't even talk about the issue because you can't have a hell of a basachas, okay, in Malkiyos, okay? So the question is, how do you have guf mechulokim with basachas? Because without basachas, there's nothing to talk about, correct? Okay. See, here, this is where you have it. In Tmura, in Perik Aleph, Halacha Yudalit, Echad HaMeimeir v'chulei, O Sheheime Echad b'meir, O Meir b'echad, Bein b'basachas, Bein b'zuachazu. Okay. Yemeimeir b'hemis, okay. On other bame, like 1 to 10, 101, 1 to 100, okay. Harizut tmura veloike kiminyan habehemos shehemir. See, he did one dib of tmura Uzubasachas, Luchil, all you have is Guf Mechlokim. And you get 100 Malkus. Correct? So you're not going to make Tumu into 100 Lab. Sidur HaSameach talks about this. You can look at, not over there, but in Hilchos Shkogis, in Perek Vav, Halacha Beis, L'Maaseh Ulam. Okay? So L'Chaira, it's not a question, okay? Guf Mechlokim is a din miyuchad of chiluk. Has nothing to do with anything. And we're interested over here where there's no dinei chiluk and that the shemois are raya of the chiluk. And that's kaveim in yinam mitzvahs. And you understand that the guf mechlokim just can come from mitzvahs. Okay? Or from a svar, okay? But the din of chiluk that we're talking about over here, that's kaveh different in Maisa Averes, is the chayon of a Pirush Mekubal. It's a whole different apparatus, it's a whole different story. Correct? And, you know, if you're going to count Tumula with a minion of behemoths, you're going to be machiv. If you do 1,000 behemoths, you're not going to count it 1,000 mitzvahs, you're only about 613. Okay, Beseda. So that's not the issue here. Correct? Now, I found in Minyan HaMitzvahs a case of Guf Mechlokim. Okay? So you can't take the Isui Bia, you understand, because the Isui Bia, even if you just don't have a Bas. The question, how do you have, a Basachas and Guf Mechlokim? So that's the thing. So, there is Loisase Reish Membeis, which the Rambam doesn't quote in Sherish Tess, for very good reason. Because Loisase Reish Membeis is Guf Mechlokim, and Sherish Tess is talking about Malkus Zaraya for Shemos Nifadus, right? Correct? Just let's get the set it up and we'll go ahead, correct? Okay. He, she's Hilu, Mechavo, Kalim Shoisin Bohem Bene Odom Hachonis Menoseim. It means clear Echel Nefesh to do a mashkin, okay? Vachule Vomo Yisale Lo Yachbo Rechaim Voracha. Ki Nefesh Hu Chayvel. Okay? Beseda. Vachule. Now, Venishal Shenevaye Lecho. Hine Omo Vachayim Mishum Shnei Kalim. Shenema Lo yachbo rechayim v'rechav. The Torah says rechayim v'rechav. Okay. So the question you have to ask yourself before we get started is rechayim v'rechav basically the lav shevukolus in the minasheni, and it would depend upon ribud malkias, or it's nothing to do. The question is, in order to put in minasheni, you have to say that Rechaim V'Rechev is two inyonim in Yoni Atera. There's an inyon of Rechaim and inyon of Rechev, okay? Which is going to be very crazy to say, but let's just, okay, you got it? Okay, good. V'Chaim Mishu Shnei Kelim Shenema Lo'yachu V'Rechaim V'Rechev Ki Zeh Yovi Lachshev Shein Shtei Mitzvahs. Maybe you're going to make a statement and start thinking about this issue. He doesn't say it's a real question. He says, Shezeh Yobi Lachshay, Shein Shtei Mitzvahs. You know, someone will have an apparition, a dimyon, then maybe they should do something over here. You see, in other cases, he asks, it's a real question. Over here, it's not a real question. Correct? Let's go on. Because she came be Omrom, V'chayim al Rechayim b'fnei atzmon, V'yala rechem b'fnei atzmo, v'chule. V'inyin ze ha-mayma, ki mi she-yemashken, kli she-oise bo-yuchel nefesh, oiva al-mitzloise se, k'mo she-izboye. Okay? U'mi she-mishken kelim rabim, kol echod mehem oisim bo-yuchel nefesh, chay v'kol kli-yukli. V'chule. Notice these kelim are not mentioned in the Torah. So you understand the Ribbon Malkus can't tell you anything about minyan mitzvahs, correct? It's not worse than t'mura, or not any different than t'mura, correct? V'zeh ma she'ein tzorach lo biyur, shehu kimi shechoval beged almonas Reuven, who beged almonas Shimon, who beged almonas Levi, shehu oiver al kol beged u'beged. So would someone say that the three of them should be separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs? It's a repetition of doing the lav again and again and again, okay? But it's goof machlokim. And since it's goof machlokim, they're separate malchus, okay? No one would say that that begging our mother's roof, Jim and Levi, you know, it don't make no sense, okay? Okay. Now, continue. Okay, now. And even Rechaim and Rechev in the Pasuk is also Guf Mechulakim. It's nothing to do with Minyan HaMitzvos. And the Chiddush of Rechaim and Rechev is because the Rechaim only works together with the Rechev. And the Rechev only works together with the Rechaim. So you're really not taking a keli of Urchel Nefesh. It has a separate Shem Kli, but it doesn't work by itself. So the Chiddush of Rechaim v'Rechev is, even though, since they're two Shemus of Kelim, even though they only function as one, it's still Guf Mechlokim. And if you have the Chiddush of Guf Mechlokim here, it's a Kavu Chim other place. And listen to what the Ram does. The Ram does it. Listen. Uberu Lono, that's the Chachmei HaMeseira, Shu Chayev Aleim Mishum Shnei Kelim, Af Al Pi Shebi Kovet Shneim Teos of Locha. It's only together they do, you can do Melocha. Kegon V'Chayim V'Rechev, Shlo Itase Atchina, you can't grind B'Echad Mishneim, Bilt Yo'acher, V'chule. V'zehu Inyan Omom V'Chayim Mishum Shnei Kelim. Lo Shehen Shtei Mitzvahs. וזה לא שספרי, וזה העניין שביעת הלכו. אומר, מה רחיים ורחם מיוחדים? שני כלים, ומשם שמלוך אחז וחיום על זה בפני עצמו, זה בפני עצמו. כך כל שני כלים שמשם מלוך אחז חייב על זה בפני עצמו. פירוש המימו ועניוני, אף על פי שמשם שמלוך אחז חייב על זה בפני עצמו, וזה בפני עצמו. פירוש, אוקיי? So you understand yourself, this has nothing to do with anything. Okay? But that's the Rambam's very clear. You see, I set up a case, stop a case of Guf Mechlokim. I just want to show you can have such a case. But the Rambam takes it and says, we don't get the impression when you're learning, it's not he's asking a question. You get the impression he's asking a question. Oh, you know, because he, sometimes what he says on a different shoshim, you know, a yakshalai, or, you know, it's against this shirish, against that. You don't get the impression he's asking a question. It's just, he's making a point, you know, that, you know, someone cursorily might make such a mistake, and there's no point for it, correct? And you understand yourself that Rechaim v'Rechev is not twin yonim yonim yonim. So there's no way that Malkus can mechalik. Malkus is only mechalik in yonim, correct? But if it's not twin yonim, I'm not talking about, correct? Next. Right? The next problem comes in. There's another case that's not Guf Mechlokim. And here the Rambam asks the question. He doesn't talk about it here in Shemesh Tess, but he talks about it in the mitzvah. Here it is. It's what you're going to call Akofa Sorosh. Loisa Semem Gimu. Okay? The thing is like this, each payer, the payer, you chayev a separate malchus for. Okay? So the question is, in Pasa Rosh, are you going to call it Guf Mechlokim, or are you going to call it something else? If it's Guf Mechlokim, so it's not worse than a chayev a rechev and Shalom HaYisrael, we're okay. No problem. Okay? But if it's more than that. The problem gets serious, okay? And here, Chambam asks the question. Because here, it's got going to be a push at the goof mukhlaqa. Okay? I'm just setting up slowly just to get us into it, correct? Here comes the Ram, and look what his answer is. He says, look, it's the Mem Gimel. And he himself is Meramis to the question. Let's see like this. Before we do this one second, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah clearly says in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, "Ein Magalche Kapasei Roish Kmo Shoy Oisle B'Chom Shenema L'Sekivu Pasle Ishchem V'Chayim Al Kol Peya Upeya L'Figo Magalche Shnei Tzdov Afilo Bas Achas V'Aso Achas Lo Kishtayim." It's very clear, correct? So the question is, and we're going to see now, and that's what's going to get interesting, that the two different payas are not kuf mukhlokin, but they're kilu tu in yon teira. And once you get that, then it becomes amazing, because you have a lav, tu in yon teira, and l'cheira, it should have been the min hasheni, and l'cheira kasheni, and it should have been two mitzvahs, and it's not. This is where it gets interesting, correct? This is what I was trying to tell you last week. That this now it's interesting, though. And you see the arms dealing. The arms were nearly with a ditty good working out church desk. In Losses of Mem Gimel, Ilu Oma Loisakifu Pas Roish Mimin, U Pas Roish Mismol, U Matsano Chivu Alehem, Shtayim. If the Torah had said, and there would have been two Malkis, then you could have imagined, I don't know what the Efshe is, it should have been certainly so, okay? But Yichai, right? Two mitzvahs, Minyan mitzvahs. So this is Min HaSheni, Chelek HaSheni, correct? But the problem is that the Pasa Yamin and Pasa Small are not written with foolish Mikra. The Afal Pi Shebor Befeirish, but the amazing thing is, it's not a Drasha, it's a Pirush HaMakubo. So the world has gone amok. Because you're going to end up, and this is what I'm going to work with, this is where everything goes wild. There's a Pirush HaMakubal in the Pasuk, that the Pasuk Hilu says, Lo Sakifu Pas Yamin, or Pas Smol, and there's a separate Malkas in each one, and it's only one in Minyan HaMitzvahs, when had it been written in the Torah, Lo Sakifu Pas Yamin, or Pas Smol, and there would have been separate Malkas, it would have been two. And we always knew, we always knew that the Pirush HaMakubal is kilo equivalent to Torah Shebiksav. And that's the whole Shurei Sheni is about. Okay? Is this a question that one should ponder? So the Rambam, this is not like, you know, like he's just dismissing it like it's out of order. And out of hand in the midst of Rechayim Rechev, here he's rolling up his sleeves and trying to deal with the problem. Okay? Lav ze chalokim shini me'aguf v'kol echad mehem b'fnei atzman. This is like a Pirush HaMakubal. And it's kol chalokim shini me'aguf. But the kul, if it's only kul chalokim sheni me'aguf, means guf mechlokim, there's no question, right? So it means that pas yamin and pas small is a separate inyan in yon teira. So it's a separate inyan, and therefore had it been written Mufurish in Torah Shebiksav, it would have been two mitzvahs, correct? Because two malchus. And it's a lav shebekol, it's a minasheni. But since it's only a pirush shebekubo, no. And himself says, he looked at the thing, "Betam she'ein onu moinim es elu shtei mitzvahs, af al pi shu loikeshtayim." He's very apologetic. You know, you have to explain what's going on. There's a question you have to ask. This is not a goof mukhlakin, right? And then obviously, mipnei she'ein b'hem shtei l'shoynos tachas lav echon. There are no two l'shoynos of inyan m'shoynim in the Torah. L'shoynos. Ki ilu Omar had Omar Kosov, Omar Kodesh Boruchu, lo sakifu pas in the posik, pas loish mimin, ufas loish mismo, bo yinimotzin, shechayim alei shtei shtayim, ozo yefshelim noisim shtei mitzvahs. Avu hoyu vuhu loshen echod, in the Torah it says pas loishchem, vi inyin echod in the Torah, it's only one inyin in Torah Shebiksav, Harihu mitzvachas. And that's the answer. Okay. So. Okay. So it means Malchus Shoynos only Machalkis if the Shtei L'Shoynos. But if it's only a Pirush Mekubal. Of Shnei Inyonim, Malchus, not Machalkis. Okay. So, if, now you have the Kashya, okay? The Rambam gave his answer. He's a happy man, the Rambam. So, if you want, I can let you think it over to next week, or we can continue. Whatever you like. I'm not pulling anything. I mean, the words are there, correct? Are we okay? Should you want me to try to explain this? Okay, I got it. Okay, we say that. But it's difficult, isn't it?
One makes it two in Yonim. That it's, you mean the small? That
I don't know the fact. I assume there's a pas yamin, a pas small, and that the Torah talks about a pas yamin, a pas small. I assume it's two in Yonim, because the Rambam would not talk about Rechayim v'Rechev as two separate. He doesn't have that option. And he also have it over here. If it hadn't been two inyanim, see, the word inyan is a very strange thing. That's the truth. You know, it's like, you know, it's a kemin choyma. It's like, you know, a clay in the hands of the artist. Okay, but whatever it is, the Rambam is not saying this goof mechlokim, correct? Because if it was goof mechlokim, wouldn't have a kasha. Okay?
You can wonder from it, so it's chi.
Yeah, Ilachas is referring back to. Even though it's the same foolish, but this one is referring back to, correct? There's a Pirush Mekubal, that's what he says, correct? There's a Pirush Mekubal. Correct? The Ribui Malkis, a Pirush Mekubal, Inyonim Shoinim, one mitzvah, minyan mitzvah. And this is Minasheni, right? L'chayim. Minasheni Vav Shebekolos. So, here we go. I have two approaches, and I'm not sure which one's right. I'm sure that one is off the wall, but I'm not sure which one it is. Okay? Okay? Ready? First approach. There are basically two types of Pirushim HaKubalim. There's one Pirush Makubal that it's as if it's written like that in the Torah, which the Rambam would call Megufei Torah, and we'll see why that word is used. And sometimes, as you remember, that the Pirush Makubal is just a Pirush. It's not Oike Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's just a Pirush. Okay. When you're talking about Minyan HaMitzvahs and a Minyan of Torah Shebiksav, the only type of Pirush Makubal that you could imagine that should work is Gufei Torah. Okay? That's going through one approach. Okay? And then all the Pirush and Mekubalim we're talking about over here in Sherish Tess are just Pirushim. Okay. But it's not Kilu Kosta Batela. So in order to have in Yonim Shainim, Lishainis, the Ram stressed Lishainis, the Ram Lishainis, you can't get started. That's one possibility. And then we have to work on the option that two sides of Pirush and Mekubalim. Okay, and we'll explain. I just want to tell you to map it out, and then we'll go. That's one option. Okay. Another option is no. There's no two Pirush Makubalim. Pirush Makubal is never written in the Pasuk. It's only a Pirush. Okay. But the Chefsa of a Pirush Makubal is a Pirush on a Mikra. What happens is, when you normally have this scenario where the Torah says that Yish Kemach Koli V'Kalma Lo Yisrocha Etzem Hayom Hazek, right? So you have three in Yonam Torah Shebiksav, and the Pirush Makubal says you should come and interpret the Pasuk as if it says Lo this, Lo that, Lo that. Okay, and we'll see there's a Chiddush over here. That even though the Inyonim have to be Mufurish in the Torah, but you can Mufurish, if you Mufurish the law as if it's written on each one Miuchot, that's enough to make separate law. So a Pirush Makubal will be enough to Machalik it, okay? But the question is, even according to first. No matter how you go. The question is like this. Can you have a Pirush Makubal and another Pirush Makubal? In other words, the Pirush Makubal says that it's Ki'ilu, you read it Ki'ilu like this, even though it's not written there. And then the other Pirush Makubal come to Machalik, as he separate Malkias to Machalik, right? So I want to claim that's impossible. Because the Chefs of Pirush Makubal, and we'll see, I'll see and I'll show you in the Pirush Mishnah is, that it's a Pirush on a Mikra. If it's not a Pirush on a Mikra, it's a Pirush on a Kabbalah, it loses the status of Pirush Makubal and comes like a push of the Kabbalah, and it's almost like a Loch of Sinai. And that's Midivri Seifim, right? But Amasos is a Tshuva, that Loch of Sinai is Midivri Seifim as far as Sherish Beis is concerned. So that can't help you, Minyan HaMitzvahs. So there's either one of two options that I see at the moment. Either you're going to set up two different types of Pirush Makubal, which is amazing, but might gain something, because the Rambam always says there's basically only three or four Pirush Makubal. I mean, that's what he's saying. There are only three or four times that the Pirush Makubal actually says that that's clearly what the Pasuk says. That's the Rambam. We'll see. The Rambam stresses that Lindu Akosu, that it's clearly the Pasuk is telling you, oh, that's what it is. And there's another type that's only a Pirush. Okay. Or you say they're all the same, but you can't have a Pirush on another Pirush. See, whichever you like. I don't see another way, but it's not, but I'm not sure. I think one of them is crazy. Okay, I'm not sure which one it is. Okay, now I'm going to explain a little bit more, and we'll go on, correct? So you understand, according to both Pshatim, before I explain them a little bit more, you understand that the Rambam can make a distinction between what's written mefurish in the Torah and what's not. Okay? And that's what he's trying to do. Now,
here we go. Okay.
Now you can set it up like this. Okay, I'm going now back to the first approach. Okay. The chera, you have shurish bays on one side, telling you the Pirush Mekubal is mamish like Torah Shebiksav, and you can set up in Dina Mitzvahs. And you open up Lois Sem Mem Gimel, and it says, no! You can't! So that's a question that, you know, that you drive you crazy. That's the question. So the answer is, that the Pasuk says, Lo Sakivu Pasu Ishcha, and the Pirush is, you should interpret it like that. But it's not Oike Pshuta Shal Mikra, and the Pshuta Shal Mikra is still Kayin. So you remember, I spoke about in Ayin Tachas Ayin, that it's Kiilu, but the Pshuta Shal Mikra is still Kayin. Or, remember, we spoke about Basa B'cholov, that the Pshuta Shal Mikra is still Kayin, even though the Pirush says that there's another Lav of Achilas Basa B'cholov, but since the Pasuk says the Loshen is Bishul, so Mamela, there's Yechai for Achila Shalakadel Chanok, correct? So it's not Oike the Pshuta Shemeka. So now you can say maybe the Kavon of the Rambam in the Gimel Dala Pirush Mekubalim maybe means this type of Pirush Mekubal. There's only three or four that Torah has gone out of his way that this becomes Pshuta Shal Mikra. And the rest of Pirush Mekubal is only a Pirush. And whatever you need it for, that's enough. And I want to show you this. Look at the Miyan HaKotzer. You'll see this in Oriel in Achilles Truma and Bito Manasasa. You look in Lois Sekuf Lamed Hey. I'll get me another one. Here's another one. If you want, there's one up there. Get up to see on the couch. You see that one that doesn't have a binding on it. All of the copies are still the thing, just don't fall. Or you can just get it by your hands, whichever way you do. Okay? In Kuf Lamed Hey, it's like this. Shelo Yochal Orel Truma Vuadin L'Shar Kodshim V'dov Zeh Limdei HaKosuv Min HaPesach B'Gzeh Shavu V'Eino B'Feirish Min HaTorah Umipi Hashmua Lomdu She'isa Orel B'Kodshim Migufei Teira. You find the same thing in Shin Lamed Vov, Eloise said, in Bito Manus Sasa. Shalogavus Ervus Habas, Volomoloi Nisparish Batera, even a Shosa Bas, Basabas, Shosak Menabas, and with Pia Shmua Longdu. She'isa habas migufei teira kishar arayis. So the suggestion is that Ram thought that gufei teira is a pirush mekubal. That's the pasuk. It's not some And that's what Chazal medaktik b'lishenu b'gufei Torah. And you find this also not only by Olo and Bita by Sosa, but also by Pigalo Nesa.
Gufei Torah is a lashon of Chazal?
Yeah. Gemal Chagiga. Yir Aleph from an Aleph. Okay. Arayes. Michtav Ksivin. Leit Nitzacha Lebito Me'anu Sosa. Tilek Siva. Di Oma Rovo, Oma Li Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Dimi, Asya Hina Hina, Asya Zima Zima. Sagt der Gemara, Hein Hein Gufei Tera. Hani In, Hanach Loi, not the eyes, Ela Eimo Hein Elohim hain v'hain gufei teva of the arayis nabita masasa. Okay. Hain ain gufei teva. Now, in Minyan Mitzvahs, Kuflam Beis, Pigo, he shis hilnu me'achol pigo. Va'pigo hu ha'kolben shev sidosari ha'machshov v'shas ha'chitosari or v'shas ha'gol v'choshev ha'ish shis asi v'gol this is how you do it. You have a machshev is pigo. Chutz man, okay? V'chulei. V'ul mo'in ish lomadu o'isari pashz arin mo'ch yocha v'chulei u'bo ha'kabola b'feirish zeh ha'posik tach pirish b'kobo shu'omom Yidaber b'kovet shivstid oisai hamachshava be'es hakavos v'ushik rapigo v'chule. Chayim oz l'shmoya v'chule. U'mi shiyocha v'meno ach aziz hamachshava chayiv kolos l'omu boi v'nefesh o'ochelis v'meno avon itisa v'omu b'neisa v'ucho avon yisa ki eskrida sh'shem chilo v'nichasa v'mo krisis omu Al tehei gzeira shova kala beinecha. Shai pigo echod migufei teira. Volomdu volomindu hakosu. El gzeira shova di alef avoin avoin minoisa. Migufei teira, gufei teira. Ksiv hocha va nefesh ocheles. Mi men avoin etisa. Ksiv hosa vocha avoin yisa. Malhaon kores, afkan kores. L'cheiret means, this is what he means in the Minyan HaKotze, Rishololoch ha-pigo, Shrema makmakev oisa lo yechoshev lo yipigo yiye, v'hu b'keres. That v'hu b'keres is the gufei Torah. However, okay, there's more. I'm not talking about Noisa. I'm not going to get involved in Noisa with the Gemara Krisus and whatever, what he mentions and how it works. Lavim, okay, there's more to this, but I think there's enough for us now. Okay, now, next. However, the Rambam's Mechadish, then, if that's the case, the Rambam's Mechadish and Shurish Chi. Okay. That you see, the first thing is okay. If you said, second thing is, you know, if you tell me that the law. You should interpret kilu lo is lo this, lo that, the questions have to be written, okay? We don't know the law has to be written. The inyonim have to be in the Torah, but the law, as long as you can interpret as it says the law separately, a pirush is enough for that, okay? See, the problem in this approach, okay, let me just tell you what the problem is. The problem in this approach, you see, you say the same thing by Peah also, that the Matikya Shmua said, the Lam Diklase, it's as if on Peah, Tazir Vaisava goes on this one. That's all okay. Okay. The question is, if you tell me the Minyan HaMitzvahs require Tirish of Iksav Mamish and only Gufei Tera, okay? Correct? You're going to have to come to grips, which I'm not sure exactly how to do. How do you play out Kefal Alav? Because the Ram says that Kefal Alav is basically the Chizuk. Okay? However, it can be also Lahashlim Din, right? He also made no Inyan, correct? But there can be a case where the Matiki Ashmur say Yechayev to Malkus, right? And, okay, there are words here, and the Pirush Makubal is interpreting the words differently. Correct? Because the Pirush Makubal, see, what, the Pirush Makubal just telling you get two Malkus? That's not a Pirush in the Pasuk, it's not even a Pirush Makubal. What is it? Okay. I have to know exactly what's going on. So the Chayil were interpreting that the Pasuk, Kilu, so what do you do? So the problem with this is, we might understand the end of the Shirish, but if you have two separate Lavin in Minyan HaMitzvahs, not Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the Torah, which Eker a Kefal, but the Matiki HaShmur said, no, you get Malkus this and Malkus that. The only difference in the Pesukim is only because the Matiki HaShmur had a Pirush in it. See, if you say that Minyan HaMitzvahs require Torah Shemiksav and a Pirush is not enough, everything falls apart. Okay? This would have been nice. That's a problem. And then you have to ask yourself, the Rambam in Shurish Beis uses another Lashon. Besides Gufei Torah, uses the word Deraisa. So we're not limited to Gufei Torah also. So the question is, something magic about Gufei Torah? And if there is, you don't know where you're standing. Correct? So that was one approach. And that, the end of it, is definitely a problem. Okay? And you have to deal with it. Or you just have to discard the approach. And you see, in Bosa B'cholov, you're going to have to say that it's not only the Pshuta Shomiko, because the Pshuta Shomiko Bishul still is Kayim, right? Correct? Because that's what we said, Shalok Ederech Hano. I mean, Shalok Ederech Achila. Achila Shalok Ederech Hanose, correct? Yechayim. But how do you count it twice? If Minyan HaMitzvahs depend pure in an adult on Pshuta Shomiko, you don't have it then. Okay? So these are the three problems. Right? You have the problem of how you interpret Kefal Alav, and in particular how you interpret it by Bishul, which is very clear that the Pshuta Shomiko is Kayin, and it still is counted twice. And mean that's a kasha, you know, that I wouldn't die from that. That in Shurish Beis he has another word which we have to understand, the word deraisa. Okay. The other approach is very interesting. Okay. And see, it's a little odd also. You see, you have to ask yourself, how does this work that separate malchus of machayev. Okay? See, because I could have imagined a Pirush Mekubal telling you, you're mefurish the pasuk, that it's pas yamin and pas small. Okay? And there is a Kabbalah here that you get separate malchus. Correct? That Matikei Shmuel said you get separate malchus. So there is a Kabbalah. So you have everything. And you mean it's small, l'chayah, are two separate in yodim. So what are you missing? What are you missing? You have it. Right? Right? You have everything. So I'll tell you like this. The pshat is that it's not the malchus that's mechalek. The Malkus is a gilui for the Matiki Hashmua that you interpret the low and the low and the low on each one independently. And if you have to interpret the low on each one independently, what are you going to have over here? A Pirush Mekubal and another Pirush Mekubal. Correct? Because you have to start off that it's the Pirush Mekubal says, and that is impossible. I want to explain to you why that's impossible. Okay? The truth is, the first approach, you know, is very catchy. Mikufi Taylor, the word, you know, it sounds, you know, it sounds good, but I'm telling you, I'm just trying to be honest with you, okay? Now I want to show you about this approach. You see, what is the difference between a Pirush Mekubal and a Lachol Rosh Misina?
It's in the pasuk.
So the Ram says, as a long discussion, in the Akdomah to Pirush Mishnah. And one sentence he says, V'lachochu, he says like this, he says, Hare, he says, V'aleim v'al piyetze ben, Omar, That's a very translation. It means something you have in the pasuk a basis on, we shine on. It's a bad translation. I spoke with Rav Korach. He told me it's a very bad translation, at least over here the way it is. For a Muslim, well, it's not a lament, it's something. The whole law is sheesh b'mikra. Kshetir b'talm v'neisim v'neisim v'nechkolim al derech ha'iyun v'mevin raya kacha v'kacha. So he says, he continues, avorak choku aloi lo sheesh b'mikra l'pirush ha'mekubal hazeh. Because since the pirush ha'mikra, you have to have a law. You have to be able to take it out and put it in. You have to take it out and put it in. You know, it comes from the mikra. So that's all I'm trying to tell you. If that's correct, and what you end up having is that the min hasheni, the fact that it's the min hasheni, that in yomim mechuborim achas al hashnia, okay, it's not mefurish, right? It's only a pirush mekubal, correct? So the fact you have the machalik is not the ribui malkias, because the ribui malkias is the gilui on a pirush mekubal that you read it low, 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 low. And here you can't have such a pirush mekubal, because there's no lishenis in the Torah. That's what he says. Even there was still lishenis in the Torah. So you can say, the still lishenis in the Torah. So then you can say that the Pirush Mekubal comes from Machalik. But here, there's no lishenis in the Torah. It's only Rosh and Echo. Listen, so what's the Pirush Mekubal going to do? So I, at the moment, would side with the first. I mean, the second, you see the second. The first, I must say, is much more catchy, but that doesn't make an emes. Okay? So that, I think, I hope that somewhat you think that I've dealt with the problem. And can we go on? Now, next. To go back and go back in order, okay? I'll try to get as much done as I can now in the next 10 minutes and we'll okay? V'chein omru, I'm just going back and I'm just going to go kaseid and just I'll go very fast and say a lot and we'll see what we get in, okay? V'chein omru b'ruvi etzili b'chamishi m'menochis, okay? Different parak, let's see how the program is. M'menochis, hamayla miso midvash agave mizbeach. Oma baye, loike mishum sol, umishum dvash, loike mishum eruv sol, loike mishum eruv dvash. Okay. And what's the lav? Ki chol sol v'chol dvash lo sotilu menish Hashem, right? So before we get started, we'll push the kasha. I'm an idiot. Okay? Didn't we have Shirish Hamishi that says that if you have one lav and a little lav, which is time at Teira, right? You don't count the second lav? So the Teira, doesn't the Teira say, Lo Seoch Se Chometz, Ki Chol Soa B'chol Dvash, Lo Satir Meri Shal Hashem? Correct? So how can there be such a lav in the Teira?
Just Chometz.
Right? The answer, I believe, is very simple. This is the said again and again. Since the Matiki Ashmur said this Malkus on it, it overrides Sherish Chamishi. And even though it's a Tam, it's this Tam you interpret as an Aschola. V'loike, 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 v'loike. And the issue is, what's a lav? The question is, how many lav is it? So then you can evaluate it, okay? But about how many malchus? But as I told you, I don't know if I told you, for example, in paka, if you find something which ekur is a paka, but you find that it's an aschol of a paka, and this malchus, I would say it's a minyan mitzvah, okay? And that's how I would tell you, I don't know if I didn't mention it then, the Rambam has a lois haseh in Mishneh Torah, maniach tefillin, balayla, is oiver b'lois haseh, shenemer, hishomer, v'shomata, is achukazis miyom mimo. He doesn't count the minyan mitzvahs. So he doesn't oiver b'lois haseh, count the minyan mitzvahs. So I would tell you, l'chayr, he should m'chayv malchus. Because of pak, he should m'chayv malchus, if it would be. But he's not. So, it's only a paka. It's part of Mitzvah Tefillin. Beseder? And here also, in Sherish Hay. And we had the whole Sherish test is around this part of Malkus. Okay? Next. That's point number one. Point number two. So the Ram says here, look at this. Shelo yikavu levadoi. Ushlo Yikov called over, what's Eruv? Called over Shisal Vimenu, Eze Shir Shiyiye. The Rambam is telling you, you say it in one word, that the Shir in Tavroibes is not Kazayas Be'achilis Pras, and not Shishim, it's a Koshim. Eze Shir Shiyiye. Okay? And this, I heard from and then l'chera, the psul in Talmud should also be a kol shu, as he pointed out in Sherei Shemini that the k'sor dvash the various alav is the psul, correct? The heard from Gersh and Zaksech and Levoch in the name of Biskarov, there is medaktik the shir Talmud the psul in Rambam. Is a kosher, but he doesn't quote the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. Maybe he holds that the lav doesn't pass. So he quotes the Rambam in Perek Chof Tes of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Yudalev. Ein mekatshin al yayin a roi l'nasach rab mizbeach l'fichin nisarik boi dvash l'isor afilu tipitipas ketipas chalbe v'chovis gedele ein mekatchen alei. There's no sheer bittul. Doesn't depend upon samach. Doesn't depend upon anything. Not like the minchas chinuch in kuf yud zayin that says v'hini lo bi'alon rogamba my taloyvis the loykin kan. E taloibis a filo mimbamino, the choato kula bottle, the kan who gzeres the cost, the edo bottle, klau, over taloibis, kamoi, kazais, bechomitsabats, kazais, the achilis fasa, the stamma, the vov, nira, the edo bottle klau, the cost of Norfolk culture, bacteris, nipsla, masha filo biyasa bisamo, the chemamino. It's a kir, okay, but, you know. That's the ram, is a shishi year, correct? Next. That's how it's very good, correct? I didn't say anything. But it's even better because the Chov is Gdela. The Ram, you know, here it could be in the Atlantic, in the whole, whatever. There's no sheer. Like the Lashon Basra, Lashon Kama, in this, there's like the Radvaz about the Ram and the Ramban, whatever it is, who, okay, this is not enough, okay. V'acha shekvah is boy, she'omu, al tochel menu no, bo she'omu v'usho mitzvah achas, v'chein omu, kol so'o, v'chol devash, mik mitzvah achas. V'acha shekvah is boy, she'omu, al tochel menu no, what do you mean? They said Omri. What's Omri? Kol so b'chol devash mitzvah achas. What's Omri? How do you know the word? They never said anything. The Ram learns that by the fact that you should have had Malkus, or the fact, I think even whatever it is, I know the fact that they didn't say is saying. The fact that there's only one Malkus is Omri, that it's one mitzvah. What's the pshat? The Ram is making a statement, the Chachmim is saying Omri, correct? That's okay? The Zogin say, that's what they say, okay. Next, Cain. Nimne gam. Lo yovu amoni mo'ovi mitzvah achas. See, here it's a little odd, okay? Because what's the case of amoni mo'ovi? The lady is getting married, you know, because it's only bias issues. She only married to one guy at the same time. So I'm not, you know. Even if she could have been married, but she can't have two beers. I mean, I'll be a tie there, I don't know, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, we don't know. The Malkus is not the, doesn't tell you anything over here, correct? Gam lo yobo amoni mo'ovi mitzvacha zechinomo anko amon of yosem lo yisa'anun. Okay. Bechain loisata mishpat ge yosem. Here, each one. Bechain omri. Okay. Sheikh zvonosa. Leigra nimna kol abma. Okay. Lefisha kol echa me alabma elu koma al tochel menu no vot mavusho. Koma al dvar vashe in hedda menem. Okay. Bubunisho. In loisata mishpat. In Sheikh zvonosa. And even in loyovo amoni moavi. Malkus can't be a kaveh b'chal, correct? Because he has another case. Then he says v'chein. Then he has all these things. Come on, he puts them all in one group. Then he has another group of two. V'chinom loisavi esan zeina. V'chinom yain v'sheich al teish v'vorechim lahavdu lahoyish. That there's a lav for bia b'mikta shavida and hoyrah. In Shikros, okay? And all of them, the only chedek echod, michalke amin asheni mini lav shebukolos, okay? Why do you split it up? Correct? So I could have told you the last two, if you're ready to say that the Rambam has in Hora, because the Ramban seems to assume that he doesn't, he's Chayzer, then Hora b'shikos, you would get Malkus. The second group, there should have been Malkus, and there's not. So the lack of Malkus certainly tells you something, correct? In Hakrova from Esan Zainan, correct? In Mechir Kelev, right? And the others before, there's no kfias of Malkus. Malkus l'maiv l'merit, because the Rav Shein Boi Maisa. Or in Amor Moyev, you can't even talk about it. It doesn't make any sense. So the answer is, Rabbi Isai, that the Matiki Yashmua, Dr. Bali HaMesira, they have to give a meaning of Tayag, if there will be a Chiluk over here, that they have to tell you the Chiluk, even Shloki Derech Malkus. They have to tell you that it's two mitzvahs and two asolas, and they don't tell you?
It's like they told you.
Omrei! That's the Yisrael again and again and again, to the Tafkid of the Mesira, the Gemara in Erevin and Nundalid, or that the ganze Mesira is to give over Tayyad Mitzvahs, and they have to tell you. And if they don't tell you, that itself is telling you. Rabbi Yisrael, have a good evening. Okay, I'm telling you, my daughter's making a bris tomorrow. I'm not inviting you because I don't want to matriach anyone. It's in the Ve Yaakov, so don't bother yourself. I gotta go.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. Okay, Beseda?
Beseda Gamor. Okay, you right?